Okay, can you hear? Okay, thank you. So 20 minutes, you've got to wrap up. I don't have a separate burden. It is the same burden that I have. But since we're in Timothy, I would just say a few more things here. It says here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul's word to this young co-worker of his, that you have closely follow my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love and endurance, persecution, sufferings, and so on and so forth. And my point here is that Timothy closely followed Paul, and he did the right thing. That was absolutely a sober and proper decision that he made to follow this apostle. Who you follow makes the biggest difference. Who you follow, even in life, in your human life, who you take as a pattern, who you take as an example, can determine how life will turn out. So Timothy chose Paul and followed Paul. Some of the times I like to talk to you about patterns, both on the sides of following patterns, also on the side of becoming or being patterns ourselves. It's not a simple subject. But here, Timothy followed Paul, but amongst the many things, the many areas, the many virtues of Paul, the first thing was that he followed Paul's teaching. It's not, he did not follow Paul the man. He did in many ways, his conduct and his faith and all of that. But the first thing is first, and that is Paul's teaching. So again, to underscore, to underline this point, that teaching determines everything. Even it will determine the way you live your Christian life, the way you live your church life, the way you would follow Christ, the way you would serve God. All this, in the end, would be determined by the teaching that you receive. If you receive the right teaching, the healthy teaching, the teaching according to God's economy, the teaching of truth and life, you're safe, all right? You are safe, you're healthy, you're good. But if you choose the wrong teaching, you will end up somewhere else. I thank the Lord that in my life, Christian life, in my service to the Lord, in all these decades, I regret various things, mistakes I made, and all of that. But one thing I like to tell you, do not regret, and I don't think I will ever regret, and that is I follow this teaching. This healthy, good teaching, which is not brought to me directly by Paul, because I'm not Timothy and I'm not living 2,000 years ago. It's brought to me by someone whose name is Watchman Nee / Witness Lee. This ministry, this teaching, I closely follow. And I am not a bit ashamed of saying that. In fact, I'd like to cause you all to do the same. I hope you all follow me to follow this teaching. And I can guarantee you that you will be healthy. This teaching, the teaching of this ministry, present day ministry, is not something that just came out of China 100 years ago. No. The teaching that we're receiving is a composite. It is a synthesis of all the proper and most accurate teaching of the Word of God by the past greatest teachers of the Bible. With many erroneous things or wrong things filtered out. You follow me? Filtered out. And if you study Watchman Nee, you will find that he had this particular gift from God to do just that. Just read thousands of books, the best from the West, as far as the Christian works are concerned. And with that ability to filter out what's wrong, or what's unhealthy, retaining those that are good and healthy for us to enjoy. I don't have that level of discernment. I don't have that, even that kind of intellectual capacity. But someone did that for us. Aren't we thankful?
Amen.
I don't need to redo that. Someone did that. Someone gave his whole life to do that. And our brother Witness Lee, who was a co-worker of Watchman Nee, even though he was barely 2 years younger than Watchman Nee, he considered Watchman Nee to be his spiritual father. And he inherited that, in this case, in person, firsthand. And the Lord has also prepared such a person over the years from his youth. Even prior to his coming into the Lord's recovery, he spent years under the best teaching of the brethren, the British brethren, in typology, Old Testament, in prophecy, in the Bible, etc. And then through help, direct benefit that he received in studying the Word of God under Watchman Nee. After Watchman Nee was imprisoned, he was sent out and continued his ministry. And in that ministry over time, starting at the 50s, and then 60s, 70s, 80s, all the way to when he departed to be with the Lord, that long period of time, actually afforded him more revelation. Not some strange vision, no, but all based on the Word of God. All checked according by the Word. But more than that, accurate interpretation of the Scriptures, this fundamental element of life. The words that I speak to you, they are not mere knowledge. They are not mere letters. They are spirit and life. The essence of the word is spirit and life. And hence, the word is healthy. It has life effect. It nourishes It brings out the nutrients in the scriptures. It makes you healthy. It makes you grow. So his life work eventually is called the life study. Actually, we got used to the term. Actually, it's a very strange sounding term.
Yeah.
Study, okay, you study. What is life study? It's kind of a little weird, you know? I tell you, that word means a lot.
Amen.
It's not just a study. And a lot of people study the Bible. Wonderfully and marvelously. And we today are beneficiaries of their labor, God. But this element of life, I must accentuate. I must bring it to your attention. That when you read these life studies of the 66 books of the Bible, you will not only be made clear about the Word, about all the good things in the Word, about the teaching, about so many things, so many areas about the triune God, about Christ, the person and work of Christ, about the Spirit and his work, about the believers' salvation, both in the judicial or redemptive aspect, as well as in the organic of life aspect, concerning the matter of the kingdom, a great, great subject, including prophecies and et cetera, et cetera. About the church, the body of Christ. And ultimately, I should reverse the church and the kingdom in order, ultimately, the new Jerusalem. I tell you, from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22, the whole Bible is laid bare to us. Just opened. I just came back from Taiwan, a 2-day, 4-day retreat with the co-workers there in that island and full-time. Thing to speak but the New Jerusalem. Not even just interpreting the New Jerusalem, but using the New Jerusalem as the standard to evaluate our present-day church life.
Amen.
Because our church life today should be one that is the living out and the working out of that holy city.
Amen.
So what testimony that city bear, the nature and characteristics of that city should be ours today.
Amen.
From that angle of study. And we put forth about 18 points. And then after I came back, I said, goodness, so now I have 10 more points.
Amen.
28 points. And that may not even be exhaustive. My goodness. Suddenly this ultimate consummation of God's work in this universe from eternity to eternity, based on his economy, it just opened up. Now, where do you get that? Where do you get that? Not from some angel or some whatever. It's from the ministry.
Amen.
And from this ministry. Today, listen, in that realm of Christianity, the Sunday morning pulpits, what did they talk about? Sorry to say. I mean, there's some good, you know, I'm not drawing a blanket conclusion, but much is what? Psychology, okay? I mean, through and through psychology. Self-help. Christian psychology. It's psychology nevertheless. The feel-good sermon. If not, prosperity, how about that? How to get rich? If you're rich, you're under the blessing. And I'm talking about materially rich. And then worse, all over the place, heresy. Good old heresy. That is not even the word of God. Then you sprinkle in some music and bands and drama. There you have it. There you have it. Let me tell you, this will not make you healthy. This will make you sick.
Amen.
So today, this world is, this society is filled with sick Christians. And I'm not here condemning them. I'm not here being judgmental. Right. My heart hurts when this word is so healthy.
Yeah.
The healthy words of the Lord, the healthy teaching of the apostles, it's here. Yeah. But the enemy's work just threw a blanket all over. So even Christians, dear brothers and sisters of ours, are blinded in their eyes and in darkness without the proper understanding.
Amen.
And we of all people, not because we're better, but somehow, we end up in a place where this teaching is taught. And this will make you healthy.
Amen.
I guarantee you that. Well, back to the recovery version. Back to the life studies. Actually, I have a third. Actually, there's a trilogy here, okay? You have this. And by the way, a lot of these footnotes are what? Are actually the cream of the life studies. Not all, but a lot. It's right here. It's almost a condensed version of the life studies. But don't let this replace the life studies. You have to use the life studies to help you study the Bible.
Yes.
There's a third. It's actually called the high peak portion of the ministry. Of this ministry, with about little less than 400 messages, many of which are very dense, not easy to understand, but it is the high peak of the divine revelation. But let's start with this, and let's start with the life studies, and let's spend, listen, years to get into this.
Yes.
I mean, you have nothing to do until the Lord comes.
Yeah.
Don't hurry. Take your time.
Yeah.
Don't be the rabbit or the hare.
Right.
Because be the tortoise and be the turtle. The slow way wins the race at the end.
Amen.
You just day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, decade by decade. It'll take you about a little less than 20 years to finish all the life studies to a week. You said that is too long. Okay, think about 20 years ago. It was a blink of an eye. 20 years fly by just like that. And you just spread it out, and every day is a feast for the next 20 years.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
Isn't prospect. I like to see even some high schoolers start to read the life study.
Yeah.
Seriously getting into this Bible. College age. Working saints, for sure. And you say, well, I have read it all already. Read it again. Guard the deposit. The second time you read it, it's like you haven't read it before.
Yeah.
All right. This is my assistant here. Come up here. This is Travis. I want to introduce him to you, a dear brother in Irvine, with just short little testimony of how you challenge yourself to get into the life studies. Now, he's not the standard model, okay? But he's one testimony.
Yeah.
And after him, I'll give you another testimony. Since we're here, just give me a few more minutes, okay? The freeways are going to be okay, all right? So just...
Hi, Saints. It's good to be with you all. I'm Shirley and a learner with you all. Can you hear me okay? Surely I'm a learner with you all here. I met the Saints in 2005 in my first week of college, and was around the church life, was in some meetings for about a year, and had zero intention of taking this way. But in December 2006, some other young people, some peers of mine, gave me the Life Study of Ephesians, the blue book, and said, you know, do you want to read one a day with us? And I did not read very often at that time. I didn't read a lot, but I started reading and I started to enjoy. You know, previously, if you take a verse from Ephesians, like unto the economy of the fullness of the times to head up, you just three words in Christianity, you don't really want to keep reading it because you don't understand it. Yeah. Let me have some James or some Proverbs or some Psalms.
Yeah.
You know, Ephesians doesn't do anything for me, but we're reading this book and word by word, phrase by phrase, verse by verse, God's economy is being opened up.
Amen.
God in Christ as the Spirit dispensed into us.
Amen.
To be the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
So I began to enjoy this and I began to become healthy with the healthy teaching.
Amen.
And happy.
Yes.
Happy with the healthy teaching. So I'm, long story short, I've been just plugging away over the last 16 years or so. And I have about 16 left. I'm in Hebrews right now. And I'm looking forward to finishing that and starting maybe the High Peak books or something like that.
So I'll give you the other testimony. And actually, I have a video. This is a brother who is a physician, a renowned physician in Taipei, both academically, in academia, and also clinically. And he's an elder in one of the halls in Taipei, very busy man. And this testimony is, I can pass it on to you on video, but he spoke in Chinese. And I hope I can get that translated. But the point is, I have not watched that video yet. But when I went to Taiwan, this is all I talk about with the saints. And he gave his testimony. And while he actually went to school in UCSD, he got his, I don't know what he was doing there, but anyway, he just fell in love with the life studies and just no ordinary reading. I mean, this is a guy with a mind, okay?
Yeah.
Much better than mine. And he gets into it like he would not stop. He has a full day, you know, in the lab, whatever he's doing, in the hospital, in teaching, whatever he was doing. Then at night he comes home, it's very late, he would just spend the time to get into the life study, to the dismay of his wife. And there was one time that there was a job offer to go to the Middle East, one of the Gulf states, I don't know which country. And when you go there, it's the schedule is a little better than when he was in Taipei, I think. And that became his Arabia. He deliberately took that job over there for a year and a half, 2 years, whatever, with time in his hand just to read the life studies. Now, this is an accomplished man. He's not you and me, okay? He is renowned, accomplished. person. If he can do it, you have no excuse. I have no excuse. In fact, one of these days, I hope to see him here. I'd like him to give us all his direct testimony. And I'm going to have his testimony translated, audio, video. Maybe we can pass it along. I'd like to encourage you, saints, very, very in most serious terms regarding this matter. And this morning, I come from the angle of guarding your deposit until that day.
Amen.
And let me say it again, that there are two commitments here, in other words, two deposits here, and here are also two protectors and two guardians here. I find that to be very, very lovely, that thought, that firstly, Paul and all of us, we can cast ourselves. You know, even the Lord, you know the Lord Jesus when he died on the cross? What was his last word? In Luke, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. The Lord Jesus as a man suffering on the cross, commit his deposit. That is his whole being to the Father, because he is able to guard that deposit. So, brothers and sisters, I'd like to say, whatever situation you're in, whatever station in life you are, commit yourself to that one who is able to keep you and who is able to preserve you complete, who is able to save you to the uttermost. Put yourself in that bank that will never fail. Just give yourself to him. Just commit yourself to him. Give your soul to him. Give your life to him. Give your future to him. He is able. Now, having said that, he is also depositing into you himself, his riches, his life, his word, and all in the form of very much through the pattern, the outline of his teaching, which is we are here so blessedly receiving under this ministry in the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
So guard that deposit.
Amen.
But you have to get the deposit first. Then you guard it. Otherwise, you have nothing to guard. Okay, just consider yourself that little bank that the Lord, the ministry, is putting that deposit in day by day.
Amen.
You just read two life studies a week with your companion, with your church, and with this help of this app. I really strongly recommend that. And take the next 20 years. Actually, take your whole life until the Lord comes back. Until that day.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Let's take heed of that prophetic word as a lamp that shines in a dark place.
Amen.
Until the morning star
Amen.
Arises in our heart.
Amen.
That means when the Lord comes again.
Amen.
I'm finished.